Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished'? Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" Commentary by Father Josep Val from Barcelona, Spain. We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. Today, Christ's message is once more about service. The gospel is always insisting upon the spirit of service, and it helps to see how the Word of God incarnate, Yahweh's, Isaiah's servant, emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Christ also said, "I am among you as the one who serves, as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus' example was clearly apparent when he washed his disciples' feet, thus accomplishing a servant's task. With that gesture, he wanted to make quite evident that his followers were to serve, help, and love each other as brothers and servants to all, just as he proposes in the parable of the Good Samaritan. We have to live all our Christian life with that sense of service and without believing we are doing anything extraordinary. All our family, professional, and social life in the political, economic world has to be imbued with this spirit. If you want to be useful, serve, asserted Saint Jose Maria Escriva. He wanted us to understand that, to be useful, we have to live a life of generous service without seeking honors, human glory, or applause. In the old days, it was usual to call the nolentes querimus. Amongst our rulers, let us look for those who do not desire power, those who do not want to show off, when it was time to nominate someone for the hierarchy. To this day, this must be the purpose of the good pastors, ready to serve the church, as the church wants to be served, to assume the condition of servants as Christ did. Let us remember the well-known words by Saint Augustine, stating how the ecclesial function has to be exerted. Non tam praesse quam prodesse. It not so much to dominate as to be of use, not for one's own prestige, but for the utility of others.